Hotel pitch home. Swinging a fly ball center field. Rodriguez has it. It's over. It's been 29 long years. It's been 29 cold winters. But in 2023, the Colonels in Cedar Rapids are the cream of the crop. The cream of the crop. The cream of the crop.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Rinse and unload. High and deep to right. This ball is gone. Close play to the plate. Tag is there. He is out. Okete back. On the track. He leaps. It's gone. Back to back to back home runs in the first inning. Swing and a miss. He got him strike three. An exclamation point for Cole. The line drive shot up the middle of four base hit. Ross touches third. He's coming home. Alcantara fires his throw. Is too late. Ross slides in. And the Colonels walk it off and win it. Urbina in left, a long run for him. He slides and he makes the catch. Swinging a high fly ball, left field deep. Green is back on the track, turning, looking, goodbye. Long run, no man's land, it falls. Here comes Miller. Colonels win, Colonels win, Colonels win. From Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids, we play game three of this six-game series between the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Quad Cities River Bandits. Glad you're with us on this Thursday evening. Calvin Cristoforo with you. Colonels up to a good start in this set against Quad Cities, winning on Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon. Yesterday, a 3-0 win in game number two of the series, and Andrew Morris was the reason. He was just phenomenal yesterday. Seven innings of one-hit baseball, no runs, six strikeouts, and no walks. The first Colonel since Andrew Cabasis threw a complete game one-hitter to throw seven innings, allowing just one hit in the victory yesterday. Behind him, Ricardo Velez was just as sharp out of the Colonel's bullpen. Velez went a scoreless eighth and ninth inning, picking up his sixth save of the season. That is a Midwest League best. Velez has been excellent on the year. He's the only pitcher below the AAA level to make 13 or more outings with an ERA under one and more than 25 strikeouts. And he's been awesome in his second year in Cedar Rapids, and he's got the Colonels to their best record of the season at 20-14, still 2.5 games back in first place Wisconsin, who sits at 23-12. When you flip the page to this evening, the Colonels trying to make it the longest winning streak at home in quite some time, a chance to make it a 9-game home winning streak today. A Colonels team that has won 8 straight home games sends out John Klein to the mound. The right-hander makes his 7th start of the year. He is 2-0 with a 380 ERA, batters hitting .244 off Klein with 21 strikeouts compared to 10 walks. He was roughed up his worst outing of the season last time out in South Bend. Luckily, the Colonel's offense came alive in that victory, but he lasted just an inning and two-thirds, allowing 3 runs all earned on 4 hits, 3 walks, and just 1 strikeout for Klein. He tries to bounce back today against the in-state rival Quad Cities River Bandits. Opposing him is the right-hander Steven Zoback. Zoback 2-1 of the season, a 3.21 ERA. The Royals' 23rd-ranked prospect makes his 7th appearance and 6th start of the year. A win last time out against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers allowed just 1 run on 3 hits. He's got a 2.25 ERA since May 1. The former catcher turned outfielder turned pitcher makes the start against Cedar Rapids, his second career start against the Colonels. Cedar Rapids and Quad Cities getting set to go in game 3 of the series between the Colonels and the River Bandits. We'll step aside, come back with a look around the Midwest League and a look around the Twin System when we come back in your home for Colonels baseball.
The Colonels are the 2023 Midwest League champions, and now you can train like the pros in the Colonels Annex. This brand new facility built to MLB specifications is now available for baseball and softball teams to rent. Bring your team and train like the Colonels do using Minnesota Twins approved pitching machines, mounds, and other equipment. Contact Allie Mormon today to check availability and schedule your visit. You can also reserve the cages online at colonels.com. This is your chance to use the same batting cage facility as the Midwest League champion Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Whether you're rounding third base or walking in the front door, there's no place like home. Visit Nationwide.com to learn more about protecting your family, business, and future. Nationwide is a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball. Set to go in game three of this series between Cedar Rapids and Quad Cities. The Colonels have taken the first two games in this set against the Riverbend to try to make it a 3-0 start in the first of three sets this year between the Colonels and the Bandits. We check around the Midwest League. Three games already in action as we speak right now. Great Lakes 3, Dayton nothing. Last of the first inning. Top two in Lansing. Lake County and Lansing tied at one. South Bend visiting Fort Wayne, trailing 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Elsewhere, games set to get underway. First place Wisconsin looks to win their fifth straight game. The Timber Rattlers square off with Quad Cities, or I should say Beloit, this afternoon. And a game that has gone final in Peoria. Another day game, back-to-back day games in Peoria. This time, West Michigan takes down the Peoria Chiefs, a final of 5-3 in favor of West Michigan. Around the Twin System, the two sides in Florida, Lakeland and Fort Myers, have split the first two games of that set. Right now, bottom five in Lakeland, and the Mighty Muscles trail the Lakeland Flying Tigers 1-0. Byron Buxton back in the lineup for the St. Paul Saints this evening. They play host to the Omaha Storm Chasers. That game getting underway when we do at 6:35 this evening. The nightcap in the system has Wichita on the road at Tulsa. Old friend Jalen Nowlin gets the start for the Wichita Wind Surge. They play at Tulsa coming up at 7 this evening. As far as the big club, a tough day for the Twins at home against New York. The Yankees sweep the Twins at Target Field. The Yanks score three runs in the first inning and never look back. They blank the Twins for the second straight night. Minnesota falls at home 5-0. They open up a series in Cleveland, big rivalry in the American League Central tomorrow at 6:10. Here at Vets, getting set for game number three of the six-game series between the two Iowa rivals in the Midwest League, the Colonels and the Peoria, or the Quad Cities River Bandits. We'll step aside, come back with the starting lineups, and get you set for first pitch when we come back on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Pitching changes this season are sponsored by Collins Community Credit Union. Collins Community Credit Union is proud to support Cedar Rapids and its surrounding communities since 1940. Visit collinscu.org to learn how you can join the community that has your back.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonels' authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonels item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Get set for first pitch in game three of this series between Quad Cities and Cedar Rapids. The Colonels have taken the first two games of this set over their Midwest League West Division and Iowa rival in the Quad Cities River Bandits. Quad Cities enters play today. Losers of four in a row. They sit at 19-16 on the season. Their manager in his third year is Brooks Conrad. And here is Conrad's starting lineup. Jack Pineda plays at second base and bats first. Carson Rockefort in center field hits second. Carter Jensen is the catcher batting third. Brett Squires plays at first base and bats number four. Kale Emshoff DHs and hits fifth. Spencer Nibbins is the left fielder batting sixth. Trevor Werner at third hits seventh. Jerry Dickey in center field bats eighth. And Dustin Dickerson is the shortstop batting nine. That lineup will square off against John Klein, the righty making start number seven of the year. He is 2-0 with a 3.80 ERA. Batters hitting 244 off Klein, who has 21 strikeouts compared to just 10 walks. Just an inning and two-thirds last time out for Klein. Allowed four hits and three runs, a no decision against South Bend. Colonels on the season, a season best in six games over 500. They are 20-14, 34 games into the season, 2.5 games back in first place, Wisconsin. Their manager in his fifth year is Brian Dinkelman. And here is Dinkelman's starting lineup. Luke Keyshaw bats one and plays at the DH spot. Ricardo Olivar in left field bats second. Rubel Cespedes bats third and plays third. Jay Harry at shortstop is the number four batter. Augustine Ruiz, a 20-game on-base streak. He's in right field, hitting fifth. Jose Salas at second base bats number six. Keone Cavaco at first base hits seven. Joe Gary plays in center field and bats eighth in front of Nate Baez, who is the catcher, batting nine for the Colonels. Lineup that will square off against the right-hander Steven Zoback. He is 2-1 on the season with a 3.21 ERA. The Royals' 23rd-ranked prospect via MLB Pipeline picked up a win, his second of the season last time out. Allowed just one run on three hits in a victory against Wisconsin. Just a 2.25 ERA, two earned runs in his eight innings in the month of May. Split last year between Single-A Columbia and High-A Quad Cities. Did make one start against the Colonels last year and was a tough luck loser when he was outdueled by Andrew Morris in a Colonels 4-3 win last August. Colonels and Bandits getting set to go in game number three of the series. We step aside and pause for the anthem. We have baseball next when we come back on your home for Colonels baseball.
Invisible Hearing Solutions for ultimate discretion. Miracle Ear is here to help, so you can find a personalized solution that fits your needs, lifestyle, and budget. Miracle Ear has over 70 years of expertise and over 1,500 stores nationwide. Make a sound decision. Call 1-800-MIRACLE now and book your free hearing evaluation.
Your local Miracle Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.
CashLink is revolutionizing the way you enjoy the game with their cutting-edge payment solutions. With local support and payment technology, concession sales are a breeze, allowing the staff to serve fans quickly and efficiently. So whether it's grabbing a hot dog and a cold beer or purchasing merchandise, CashLink ensures a smooth transaction every time. From networking install to maintenance and repair, the CashLink team are experts in POS payment solutions and ATM services. CashLink takes pride in servicing their community and supporting local businesses. Call CashLink today, the local solution for your business. For more information, visit cashlink.net.
Hi, this is Colonels Manager Brian Dinkelman, and you're listening to the Midwest League Champs on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Cedar Rapids and Quad Cities getting set to go in game three of the six-game series between the Colonels and the Bandits. Game three of 18 in the season series between these two squads. Colonels have taken the first two games of this series back out there in their red tops, oftenly worn red tops over white bottoms, the gold CR crest on the left side of the chest. Gold numbers outlined in blue on the back. Colonels wearing their classic blue cap with the blue bill and the K Cornstalk logo. For Quad Cities, traveling grays once again. Gray tops, gray bottoms. Quad Cities across the chest in blue, outlined in gold. Blue numbers in the back, outlined in black. The Royals logo on the right shoulder. Bandits logo on the left shoulder. Black cap with the blue bill for Quad Cities. John Klein on the mound making his seventh start of the year. He is 2-0 with a 3.80 ERA. The right-hander had won his previous two starts before a rough one in South Bend. Inning in two-thirds, four hits, three runs, all earned. Luckily, his offense picked him up in a Colonels win game one of that series in South Bend. He got a no decision in that outing. For Quad Cities, an offense that was shut out yesterday. Jack Pineda, Carson Rockefeller, and Carter Jensen bat 1-2-3 for the Bandits. On a beautiful night for baseball here in Cedar Rapids. Temperatures in the mid-70s. Sunny skies overhead. A light breeze blowing out to left field at 9 miles per hour. Gusts up to 13 here at the ballpark. A wonderful May Thursday for game three of this set. John Klein shows the rubber. Lefty Jack Pineda is in. And the first pitch gets the outside corner, a called strike one. We are underway right on time, almost down to the second at 6:35 on this Thursday evening. Out of the line, the 0-1-2 Pineda is a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Cardinals, a 3-0 win yesterday. Quad City's got just three hits. Pineda had one of them. Behind Klein, 0-2. Pineda, a good stretch of games. Last five, he's been hot for Quad Cities. The 0-2 coming from Klein. And he takes up and away, ball one. Pineda batting 450 with a grand slam, three doubles, and eight RBI in his last five games. A 3-for-8 start to this series. Klein's 1-2. Inside nearly got him on the back foot. He moves out of the way, and it's drawn even, 2-2. 6'5", John Klein, big dude out there. On top of that mound, standing from the first base side. A deep breath, the windup. And now the righty's 2-2 home. He is outside, 3-2. Morris did not walk a batter yesterday in his 7 one-hit innings. Allowed just one base runner. Our Carson Rockefort, fourth inning single. Klein's 3-2 is in there, top of the zone. Strike three called, got him looking. And Klein has a strikeout to begin his night tonight. So Klein picks up the strikeout himself. Here is the defense behind him. Ricardo Olivar plays in left. Joe Gary plays in center. Agustin Ruiz is in right. Cespedes, Harry Salas, and Cavaco third to first base. And Nate Baez catches the righty John Klein. Carson Rockefort digs in. First pitch to him. Misses high for ball one. Rockefort had the lone hit off Andrew Morris yesterday. A single back in the fourth inning. Only hit for Quad Cities against Morris. 1-0 in there, top of the zone. This goes even 1-1. Bandits did get two hits off of Ricardo Velez in relief, who picked up his sixth save of the season in the final six outs of the game. 1-1 clips the outside corner. A ball and two strikes on Rockefort. Klein has already matched his strikeout totals from that outing in South Bend. Trying to double it to the first two batters he faces. The righty's 1-2. Is a ground ball right side. Salas to his right. Backhands from the outfield. Grass throws to first. Not in time. Bang, bang. Called him safe. Rockefort speeding down that first base line. Is called safe. An infield single. And he's on with his fourth hit of the game. Really close play. But Tatum Littleton, who's on the bases today, Rafael Pineda calls balls and strikes. Littleton said he beat him there, and a single for Rockefort. So he is on for Carter Jensen. Just underway, top one, first pitch. Up and away, ball one. No score, top one, one on, one out. For the catcher Jensen, just 20 years of age, the lefty batter. Klein from the stretch, a deep breath. And the righty's 1-0. He is inside, two balls, no strikes. Infield plays the lefty batter to pull. Harry behind the second base bag at shortstop. The 2-0 from Klein is high, ball three. Carter Jensen will walk, and that is an understatement. Led the league in walks last season. Leads the league this year in walks with 33 on the campaign. Ahead 3-0. And the pitch is a swing and a miss for strike one. Green light for Jensen, 3-0. Trying to break out of a little rut right now. It's an empty swing, 3-1. Hitters count the pitch. Swing and a miss again. This time a big time cut. On a fastball at 92, it's by him for strike two. So Klein has worked back to run the count full, three balls and two strikes. Righty ready's at the belt. His full count pitch home. Runner goes, pitches inside, ball four. A take by Jensen, his 34th walk of the season. No throw by Baez, doesn't matter. And it's two on, one out in the road half of the first inning for Quad Cities, trying to jump on the board first after a shutout loss in game two of this series yesterday. Brett Squires is in. First and second, one out, no score, top one. First pitch is a pop-up foul back on the right side. Cespedes quickly out of room, and it's strike one on Squires. Squires just one hit, nine tries to begin this series. Still batting 303 on the young season. Chance to cash in early. Two on, one out, no score, top one. 0-1, line drive, right center field. Gary tracking back. He makes the catch in the right center field alley. And no advance for either runner. Squires stung it, 105 off the bat. But a good jump by Gary in center. Makes the catch, and two are gone in the first inning. So first and second, they stay. Now with two outs for Kale Emshoff. No score. Top one. Righty batter Emshoff. Open stance right side. First pitch from the righty climb. Is a foul ball right side. Strike one. Emshoff had a first inning infield RBI single to put Quad Cities on the board first in game one of this series. He was out of the lineup in the loss yesterday. Oh, one. Misses inside. A ball and a strike. Emshoff, the third-year River Bandit. Out of Arkansas, Little Rock. 1-1 from Klein. He is low and outside, two balls and a strike. Klein working in the sunshine, throwing into the shaded batting circle. Only shade on the field is the first base line besides a patch in the left field corner. First and second, two outs. No score, top one. The 2-1 to Emshoff. Line drive, fouled back, 2-2. Emshoff trying to get back into a rhythm. Good start to the season for him. But just 2-for-16 since the start of the Wisconsin series. 2-on, 2-out. The count is 2-2. No score, top one. Klein from the first base side comes set. And the righty's 2-2. Gets the outside corner. Strike three called. Caught him looking. And Klein strands two in the top of the first inning. No runs on one hit, two left, two strikeouts for John Klein. We have played a half, no score between the Colonels and the Bandits on your home for Colonels Baseball.
Pitching changes this season are sponsored by Collins Community Credit Union. Collins Community Credit Union is proud to support Cedar Rapids and its surrounding communities since 1940. Visit collinscu.org to learn how you can join the community that has your back.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonels' authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonels item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Hey, this is pitcher John Klein, and you're listening to the Colonels on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
John Klein leaves two runners on base in the top of the first inning. We go scoreless, bottom one. at Veterans Memorial Stadium on this Thursday evening. Glad you're with us. Calvin Cristoforo with you. Colonels and Bandits playing game three of this series. A couple of wins in games one and two for the Colonels to begin this set. And the righty, Steven Zoback, tries to bring the Bandits. Zoback, the right-hander, makes his seventh appearance and sixth start of the year. The righty is 2-1 with a 2.31 ERA, or a 3.21 ERA, I should say. He was really good last time out in a win against Wisconsin. Allowed just one run on three hits in a victory. Keyshaw begins things in the first. No score. Bottom one, Keyshaw digs in. First pitch is a fastball inside for strike one on the corner. Keyshaw, a 282 hitter on the season. Three home runs on the campaign. 0-1. Inside for a ball, 1-1. All three of Keyshaw's home runs have been leadoff home runs. He does not have a home run outside of the first inning. 1-1-2. Is outside, two balls and a strike. A hit and an RBI yesterday for Keyshaw, now riding a 10-game on-base streak. Zoback working out of the hybrid windup. Is 2-1. Is a swing and a miss, good breaking ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. The windup and the 2-2. Inside, missing. Keyshaw thinks it hit him. Trying to plead his case to Rafael Pineda, who says, no, it did not. So after the lost argument, Keyshaw calls his timeout and now digs back in. Right foot, then the left, a deep breath. Touches his helmet, holds that bat on his right shoulder. And the 3-2. Is a pop-up foul territory, first base side. It's sinking fast, it's fair, and it's into right field for a hit. Throw in, gets away. That looked to be drifting foul on the right field side. Instead, it drops in for a blooping single in front of right fielder Jared Dickey for a leadoff Keyshaw base hit. So he is on a bloop shot to right to begin this game for the Colonels offense. So Keyshaw is aboard. Scoreless game, bottom one. First pitch to Olivar. Misses inside. And it's ball one. Off day for Ollie yesterday. Wide open stance on the right side. Righty Zoback from the stretch. A check on Keyshaw, who is leaning. And he's just back in safely. Got him going right. Keyshaw had to change direction. Tag applied by Brett Squires just late, and Keyshaw's just back in by a hair. Good lead for him again. Check on him again. He is out this time. Again, going the wrong way and tagged out as Squires applies the tag, and Keyshaw's caught stealing for the second time this season. Good move by Zoback. Picks off Keyshaw, and one is gone in the Colonel's half of the first. Base is empty. Zoback back into the windup. His 1-0 is launched. High in the air. Deep left field. Back in the corner is Nevins. That ball is high off the wall. Olivar rounding first. He cruises into second. And he is there with the 1-out double. Just missed a home run. High off the wall in left field. A ball that could have put two in scoring position, but instead, Keyshaw's picked off. So Ollie stands on second with one gone for Rubel Cespedes. No score, bottom one. Man on second, one gone. First pitch to Cespedes. It's popped up, fell behind the screen. And it's strike one. Make it now an 8-game hitting streak for Olivar. In a groove. As the calendar is flipped to May. In scoring position for Rubel Cespedes. 0-1. Misses outside. A ball and a strike. 35 RBI on the season for Cespedes. Most in the entire Midwest League and at the high A level. Lefty batter against the righty Zoback. And the 1-1 is a line drive, lashed foul towards the left side. And it's 2-1. Cespedes got the Colonels on the board in game one of this series on his 35th RBI of the year. Took an 0-for-3 yesterday. Zoback looks back, and now a pitch clock violation called against the Quad Cities pitcher. So it's 2-2, man on second, one out, bottom one, no score. And the 2-2 pitch is a fly ball left field foul ground. Werner racing after it, he will not get there. Into the grass berm down there. And it's 2-2 still on number 22. Infield play, Cespedes to pull. He's set at the belt from Zoback. His pitch is low and inside, but it got the corner. Bottom of the zone in the inside corner catches Cespedes looking. Great pitch by Zoback for his first punchout of the evening. The defense behind Zoback has Nevins in left, Rockefeller in center, and Dickey is in right. Werner Dickerson, Pineda Squires third to first base, and Carter Jensen catches the Quad Cities righty. Now it's Jay Harry, first pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Olivar still on second with two gone in the frame. Lefty batter Harry, infield also shades him to pull. Bare hand over batting glove as he waves his bat, now comes set. As does Zoback, the pitch. Low and inside. Hitters count, 2-0. Harry the hero on Tuesday with that walk-off double. Last of the 10th inning. Hitters count, 2-0 the pitch. Got the outside corner, 2-1. So back righties at the belts. A look to second, now he comes home as 2-1. Harry grounds it right side into right field for a base hit. Olivar getting the wave home. He scores standing up. And the Colonels are on the board first, 1-0. Two out RBI for Jay Harry. And the Colonels do cash in on the three hits in the first inning. Harry, who was 0-for-3 yesterday, that's the Colonels on the board in game three of this series. He's on two gone for Augustine Ruiz. Lefty batter, first pitch, outside, ball one. RBI for Harry is his 15th of the season, his 7th with two outs. 1-0-2 Ruiz gets the inside corner for a strike, 1-1. Six-foot-two, Augustine Ruiz, batting mitten out of that back right pocket. Bat on his left shoulder, the 1-1. Outside, two balls and a strike. Ruiz now up to a 21-game on-base streak. 2-1, low for a ball, 3-1. Had a hit yesterday in the win. 3-for-7 to begin this series. And now a 3-1 count in his first at-bat today. Harry's on first. Colonels on top, 1-0. 3-1 from Zoback. Is a pop-up that will find the seats behind home plate. and it goes full 3-2. So a head start for Harry. 1-0, bottom one. Man on first, two gone. The 3-2 pitch to Augustine Ruiz. Here it comes. On the ground, foul, but the Colonels dug out. And it stays full, 3-2. Jose Salas would be next. Already one run home on the Harry RBI single. The full count pitch one more time. Ruiz lines it straight back. It stays 3-2. Flag gently waving towards right field. The power alley for Ruiz. The payoff pitch again. Is high ball four. He walked him. And make it a 22-game on-base streak for Augustine Ruiz. Long inning, 25 pitches already for Zoback, and a visit coming from his pitching coach, Derek Lewis. 1-0 Colonels on the Harry RBI single. A 25-pitch first inning for Zoback, and they're on first and second with two gone for Jose Salas. Keyshaw singled to begin this inning. He was picked off before Olivar doubled. Cespedes struck out looking. Harry drove home Olivar with a single, and then Ruiz took ball four. 1-0 Colonels, bottom one. Trying to make it a much bigger inning with two on and two out for Jose Salas. The switch hitter batting lefty, first pitch. Line foul, straight back, strike one. Harry leads from second, Ruiz on first. Oh, one. Line foul back again, it's 0-2. Zoback trying to limit the damage. Just one run allowed to be a win in his first inning. The 0-2 to Jose is a line drive rocketed foul first base side. It stays 0-2. Three good swings by Jose in this at bat, three foul balls. Salas with hits in the first two games in this series. Open stance left side, and the 0-2. Just missed off the outside corner. Good take, 1-2. Action stirring in that Quad Cities bullpen. Lefty up and tossing. The 1-2. Ground ball, first base, fielded, bobbled, and recovered by Squires. He touches first base to beat Salas there to end the inning. But a 29-pitch first frame for Steven Zoback, and the Colonels get on the board first on the Harry RBI single. One frame in the books, Colonels one, Bandits nothing on your home for Colonels baseball. Their work is making positive.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams, and especially the Malmo Oat Milkers. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Welcome to Limitless Health Chiropractic, where family wellness takes center stage. Our office is dedicated to creating a warm and inviting atmosphere, ensuring every member of your family feels comfortable and cared for. From gentle adjustments for the little ones to tailored wellness plans for adults, we're committed to promoting overall health and preventing future issues. Let us help your family grow into the limitless possibilities of life.
Jay Harry, first inning RBI single, has the Colonels on top, 1-0. Bottom on we go at bat. John Klein back out there for his second inning of work. Allowed a hit and a walk, but left two on in a scoreless first frame. Nivens, Werner, and Dickey, 6-7-8 for Quad Cities here in the second. First pitch coming home to the lefty Nivens is a fastball in there for a strike, top of the zone. Nivens, hitless in game one of this series, did not play in game two yesterday. Out of the line, the 0-1 is a line drive right field. Ruiz back into his right, angling back to go down to a knee and make the catch for the first out of the inning. So one is gone in the frame. Colonels and Quad Cities playing game three of this series, 1-0 in favor of the Colonels. Bottom one, Trevor Werner digs in his first at bat of the day, looking for his first hit in the series. Righty batter against the righty Werner, who takes a ball inside, 1-0. Werner batting seventh in game three of this set. 1-0 drops in there for a strike. Hit third in game one, fifth yesterday. Down to seven. Trying to snap out of the rut he's in right now. Righty on right. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Werner enters play today, 0 for his last 17. Hitless to begin this series. And down, 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. Strike three, a breaking ball. Punch out number three for Klein, and one is gone. Be a strikeout in this frame, two are out in the inning, and it brings up Jared Dickey. Number eight. Colonels on top, 1-0, bases empty in the top of the second for the center fielder, Jared Dickey. First pitch to him is a inside-out swing, looping line drive left field. Olivar coming on, and he makes the belt tie catch to retire the side in order in the second. 1-2-3, there you go. A scoreless frame for Klein. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We go to the home half of the second. The Colonels on top, 1-0 on your home for Colonels baseball.
Life has a way of throwing curveballs. Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, you may have questions about what comes next and if you're ready financially. You don't have to prepare alone. Jerry Ask Investment Services specializes in retirement income planning, so your wealth can work just as hard as you do. Call Jerry Ask Investment Services to schedule a complimentary consultation. We look forward to welcoming you to our winning team.
Need protection that bats 1,000? Add Nationwide to your starting lineup. Learn more about how Nationwide can protect your family, business, and future at nationwide.com. Nationwide is a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball. On top, 1-0. We go bottom two. And that's here in game three of this series. The Colonels and the Quad Cities River Bandits. RBI single by Jay Harry in the first inning as the Colonels on top. Glad you're with us on this Thursday. Calvin Cristoforo with you. The Colonels trying to take the first three games of this series against Quad Cities.
First baseman number nine, Keone Kamako.
Steven Zoback back out there for his second inning of work. He threw 29 pitches, or make it 30 pitches in that first frame. 1-0 Colonels, bottom one. Or I should say 1-0 Colonels, bottom two. Keone Cavaco is in there, and he swings and skies the first pitch high in the air, deep to left center field, but plenty of room for the left fielder, Rockefeller. A couple of steps to his right, makes the one-handed catch. And on one pitch, Cavaco is retired.
23 with a Joe Gary Jr.
So one is gone for Joe Gary. Colonels on top, 1-0 in their half of the second. Lefty Gary against the righty in Zoback, working out of the windup. His first pitch is another fly ball high in the air, shallow left field. This one will stay in the infield for the third baseman, Werner, making the catch, drifting to his left. And on two pitches, there is two outs in the inning. So after throwing 30 pitches in the first frame, two pitches, two outs for Zoback to begin at the second. Have to imagine Baez is taking the first pitch. Here it is. And he does in there for a strike. 1-0 Colonels, quickly two outs, bottom two. Righty on right, the matchup. Zoback's pitch is on the ground at third. In between hop, it eats up Werner, who tries to recover but can't. Baez is safe on a ground ball. Hit off the heel of the glove. Werner tried to get it on an in between hop. It rolled up his arm. And Baez is aboard on the E5. Quad City is the best defensive team by fielding percentage in the league, but an error erases what would be a four-pitch inning by Steven Zoback. Now here's Luke Keyshaw, man on, two outs. And the first pitch is a fly ball hit high, deep right center field. Rockefeller back into his left for the warning track. He's got room in front of the warning track to make the catch and retire the side. So it cost Zoback just one extra pitch, a five-pitch inning, to get four outs. Colonels one, Bandits nothing. A quick second brings us to the third when we come back on your home for Colonels baseball.
Our office is dedicated to creating a warm and inviting atmosphere.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really, chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Insurance isn't our only passion at UFG Insurance. We're dedicated to supporting the communities where we live and work. We proudly offer our employees paid time off to volunteer. Their work is making a positive difference across the U.S. UFG's Go Beyond Award is presented to one employee annually for exceptional community service. Striving to deliver on our promises is more than what we do. It's who we are. For a company promising community support, think UFG.
On top, 1-0, we go top three at Veterans Memorial Stadium. A five-pitch inning for Steven Zoback after a 30-pitch first inning. John Clyde back out there after a 1-2-3 second. Righty has retired five straight, and the Colonels are on top, 1-0. 9-1-2 for Quad Cities. Dickerson, Pineda, and Rockefeller against the righty John Clyde. Already set to throw on the right side of the rubber. Out of the wind, he works. A deep breath, and the righty's first pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Dickerson 0-2, his first game in the series yesterday, to take ball four. 0-1. In there for a strike, 0-2. The first team all Sun Belt selection last year at Southern Miss. Finished last season in Quad Cities. 0-2. Breaking ball, chop to third. Cespedes backs up, deep behind the bag, throws across the diamond, a dart in time to retire Dickerson for the first out of the inning.
Second baseman, number
a point by John Klein saying good play, and Cespedes tosses out Dickerson for the first out in the inning. So one is gone for Jack Pineda in the top of the Quad Cities order. 1-0 Colonels, top three. First pitch in their top of the zone, strike one. Pineda, one of three strikeout victims for Klein in this ballgame. That was to begin the first inning. 0-1. Misses outside. And it's a ball and a strike. Infield plays Pineda to pull. Lefty batter against the righty Klein. Outfield plays him straight up. The 1-1. Is a pop-up foul back, 1-2. Shade creeping on the field, but still not much. Klein with a long shadow on the mound in the sunshine, pitching to Pineda in the shaded batter's circle. Klein in control, 1-2. Hunting strikeout number four. Out of the wind is 1-2. He's got it, swing and a miss. Strike three on a back foot breaking ball, and it is strikeout number four for John Klein. So it's two up, two down in the third. Klein is set down at seven straight River Bandits. And it brings up Rockefort, who singled back in the first inning for the second time. Base is empty, two gone, and the first pitch is in there at the knees, strike one. Rockefort, the only hit for Quad Cities in this game. Only hit off Andrew Morris in the loss yesterday. 0-1. Same spot, same result. It's 0-2. Good breaking ball that time. And Klein back in the driver's seat. No balls, two strikes.
Attention fans, we are still looking for two of our running machine madness.
Some words from the Quad Cities dugout. And now an ejection. Rafael Pineda has chased someone at the Quad Cities dugout. That pitch was a little down and in. Some words from the QC dugout. And an assistant coach has been tossed. It looked like Pineda was saying, hey, no more, no more. And the coach maybe is trying to plead his case that he did not say anything else. And he has been tossed from this game. Now Brooks Conrad getting involved. Believe that's Ryan Powers, the hitting coach for Quad Cities, who has just been tossed from this ballgame. Pineda must have thought he said something. And Powers has been ejected on what was an 0-1 pitch called strike two.
We're still looking for two of our Money Machine Madness raffle winners. Please look at the ribbon board in right field for those winning numbers and report to the First Federal table on the main concourse.
So Powers has been ejected in just the third inning tonight. Bases empty, two outs, 0-2 the count on Rockefort. The windup and the pitch is a check swing. He did not go around on a pitch inside. It is 1-2. Base is empty, two gone. Some excitement here in the third. The 1-2 coming from the righty, John Klein. So we had a fly ball popped up shallow left center. Olivar to his left, Gary to his right, calls him off, and he makes the hat-high catch for the final out of the inning. Eight straight retired by John Klein. We go to the back half of the third. Colonels on top, 1-0 on your home for Colonels Baseball.
Center stage. Our office is dedicated to creating a warm and inviting atmosphere. up, baseball fans? The Bally Live app is your home for everything minor league baseball. Download the app today and watch every single minor league baseball game absolutely free. You can chat, you can interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you're going to get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The world of real estate is complex, but with the Cedar Rapids Area Association of Realtors, achieving your happily ever after has never been easier. When you work with a local realtor, you have an expert partner who knows the market, someone who handles complex negotiations, and who works to get you the most equity from selling your home and the best deal when buying. They'll work tirelessly to ensure your housing dreams come true. So whether you're buying or selling, don't go it alone. Work with a local realtor and achieve your happily ever after.
On top, 1-0. We go to the last of the third on this Thursday evening. Head coach Ryan Powers ejected for Quad Cities in the top of this third frame. Colonels batting on top, 1-0 against Zoback, who pitched to just a 5-pitch scoreless second frame. Olivar, Cespedes, and Harry, 2, 3, and 4 in this inning.
Leading off for the Colonels, left fielder number 11.
1-0 Colonels, bottom three. Olivar digs in, Zoback back out there for his third inning of work. Righty from the windup, his first pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. Olivar doubled and scored on a line drive double off the wall back in the first inning. Open stance right side, the 0-1. He is low for a ball, 1-1. Steven Zoback from California, but does have some Iowa ties. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Great reporting by Jeff Johnson, as always, from the Gazette. The righty's dad is from Cedar Rapids. Went to Jefferson High School right down the road. And he is in town, back in his hometown, to watch his son pitch against the Colonels. His 1-2 is a ground ball foul, third base side. It stays 1-2. On Olivar. Ollie now an 8-game hitting streak after that first inning double. Behind 1-2 and the pitch is a ground ball foul third base side. It stays 1-2. Really interesting what Olivar does. Has a wide open stance until he gets to two strikes and then brings his feet nearly parallel. The 1-2 is up and in. He draws even at 2-2.
Attention fans, we're still searching for our final Money Machine Madness raffle winner.
2 balls, 2 strikes, and the pitch from Zoback is inside, it hit him. Olivar drops the bat and hobbles behind the batting circle. He got him on his left side as he tried to twist out of the way. He drops down to a knee behind home plate. And Randy Yang, Ryan Dinkelman, and Jairo Rodriguez all out to check up on Olivar. Did he get his arm or his side is the question.
Once again, fans, check out the ribbon board in right field for tonight's Money Machine Madness raffle winners. Still looking for 2 of our 3 contestants. Please report to the First Federal Credit Union table on our main concourse. Again, check out the ribbon board.
Might have got Olivar on his left arm. Looks like he is favoring that as he hands off his batting gloves and will walk down to the first base bag. Thought he might have got his front side, instead hit his front arm. His left arm. And with the hit by pitch, Olivar's on board for the second time today. So Ollie is on. And one is on. Nobody out for Rubel Cespedes. Colonels on top, 1-0, bottom three. First pitch is a ground ball foul, first base side. and it's 0-1. Cespedes is 0-1. A strikeout looking back in the first frame. Oh and one. The pause and the pitch is a swing and a miss. Fastball top of the zone, and he chased it. It is 0-2. Cespedes, 5 home runs, 10 doubles, 35 RBI on the season. Batting with a man on, nobody out. Bottom three, the 0-2. In the dirt, good block by Jensen, no advance for the fellow catcher, Ricardo Olivar. He's back on the first base back. And it's 1-2 on Cespedes. Yellow batting gloves on for Cespedes. The 1-2. On the ground to second, could be two. Pineda goes to second for one. Dickerson on to first, 4-2. Taylor made, 4-6-3. And just like that, base is empty and two outs. Hardy ground ball, 100 off the bat, right at Pineda, who began the twin killing. And bases wiped clean for Jay Harry. Colonels on top, 1-0, bottom three. First pitch, lined straight back, strike one. The 0-1, swing and a miss, it's 0-2. Helicopter finish on that swing by Harry, who drops behind 0-2. Base is empty, two gone, bottom three, 1-0 Colonels. The 0-2 pitch. Line drive, left center field, that is down for a base hit. A couple of bounces to Rockefeller in left center, and Jay Harry is 2-for-2 with a couple of singles. Fastball center cut, he smoked it. Harry is 2-for-2 after the first inning RBI single. And it brings up Ruiz again. Man on, 2 outs, 1-0 Colonels, bottom three. Ruiz took ball 4 back in the first inning to extend his now 22 game on base streak. First pitch is popped up straight behind us. And it's strike one on Ruiz.
Final call for Money Machine raffle winner, 068211. Please report to the First Federal Credit Union table on the concourse.
Infield pinches up the middle. 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes on Ruiz. Runner goes, the pitch is a ball hammered high in the air, deep to right, but it is a foul ball. He crushed it 430 feet down by the train tracks down there. But just foul on a pitch up and in. And Ruiz nearly hit his third home run of the season. Instead, Harry back to first base. And the 0-2 one more time. Is a fly ball to right. This one shallow. Dickey back into his right. Looking up in front of the warning track to make the one-handed catch and get Quad Cities out of the inning. Nothing comes of the two-out single. No runs, one hit, one left. We go to the fourth inning. Colonels 1, Bandits nothing on your home for Colonels baseball.
Whether you're approaching retirement or...
When you plan for your future, dreams can come true with Jeriask Investment Services. Go the distance with their award-winning staff who will help you focus on the future you envision. Give them a call or visit their website at jkainvest.com for a complimentary consultation.
There's nothing better than a game.
And great tasting Miller Lite.
It's less filling, Miller Lite.
Tastes great. And how'd you get up here?
It's less filling. And I use my arms.
Never understood this argument. Miller Lite is both, right? Isn't that kind of its thing?
There's a door?
I've given this a lot of thought, guys, so just bear with me. Let it be both, all right? Now, there's a security guard coming by. Just be cool. Where am I sitting?
Sitting?
A lot of guys in the suite.
Hi, this is right-handed pitcher Andrew Morris, and you're listening to your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Boy, was Andrew Morris good yesterday. 7 shutout innings and a win for Morris. Colonels pitching is now combined to throw 13 straight scoreless frames, as John Klein has the Colonels on top 1-0. We go top 4 at Vets on this Thursday. Jensen Squires, M. Schaaf, meet of the order, 3-4-5 for Quad Cities against the righty Klein. Infield plays Jensen DePaul, who took his 34th walk of the season back in the first inning. First pitch from Klein, lined it straight back, strike one. A league-high 34 walks on the campaign. Jensen led the league in walks a season ago. A one. Just missed off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. Klein working from the first base side. The windup and the righties 1-1 home. It's a ground ball off the hands to second base. Salas there, easy scoop, tossed to first in time, and Jensen is retired. So Jensen now 0-7 in the series, a slow start for him. And one is gone for Brett Squires. Colonels 1, Bandits nothing. Quad Cities just one hit. Again, Rockefort with it, a single back in the first inning. Here is Squires, who lined to center his first time in the first frame. A ball hit well, run down by Gary in center field. Lefty batter, first pitch, misses in, and it's ball one. Squires now 1-10 in the set. 1-0. Swinging a fly ball, shallow center. Gary racing on, now pulling up. Into the sunshine skies he looks to make the one-handed catch. And it's quickly 2-up, 2-down for Klein in the fourth.
Next up, number 21,
10 straight retired from the righty Klein. And here is M. Schaaf trying to break that streak. Base is empty, two gone, 1-0 game in the top of the fourth inning. First pitch, line drive, center field, Gary squares it up. Coming on to make the catch, chest high, two, retire the side once again in order. Third straight, 1-2-3 inning for John Klein. He has sat down 11 straight, and we go to the home half of the fourth. Colonels on top, 1-0 on your home for Colonels Baseball.
Dreams can come true with Jerry Askew.
When you plan for your future, dreams can come true with Jerry Ask Investment Services. Go the distance with their award-winning staff who will help you focus on the future you envision. Give them a call or visit their website at jkainvest.com for a complimentary consultation.
There's nothing better than a game.
A great tasting Miller Lite.
It's less filling, Miller Lite.
Tastes great. And how'd you get up here?
It's less filling. And I use my arms.
Never understood this argument. Miller Lite is both, right? Isn't that kind of its thing?
There's a door?
I've given this a lot of thought, guys, so just bear with me. Let it be both, all right? Now, there's a security guard coming by. Just be cool. Where am I sitting?
Sitting?
A lot of guys in the suite.
Klein picking up right where Andrew Morris left off yesterday. He's gone 4 scoreless, 1-hit innings. And the righty has the Colonels on top. 1-0, bottom four back at Vets on this Thursday evening. Glad you're with us. Calvin Cristoforo with you. Colonel scored in the first inning on a Jay Harrod RBI single. Salas in to begin the bottom of the fourth. Colonel's on top 1-0. First pitch. Misses outside. Ball one. Salas batting lefty, 1-0, is a fly ball hit high in the air, shallow right center. Rockefeller in, the center fielder, makes the catch. He sprawls out on his stomach for the first out of the inning. Ball was hit high in the air forever. Rockefeller come racing in with a belly-flopping effort, makes the catch in shallow right center field to retire Salas for the first out of the inning. So Jose is gone. And here is Keone Cavaco. Out of the line, first pitch is a fastball that gets the outside corner, strike one. Keone flew out to left in the second. 0-1. On the ground to third, a couple of steps to his left for Werner. Sets his feet, throws to first in time. And Cavaco is retired. So after that lengthy first inning for Steven Zoback, he threw 30 pitches. He's thrown 27 cents. Look at his next eight outs. Base is empty, two gone for Joe Gary. And the first pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. Massive cut. Nearly lost his helmet. And it's 0-1. 0-1 in the dirt. Even a ball and a strike. Colonel's on top, 1-0. Base is empty. And two gone, bottom four. Long white sleeves on for Gary, the 1-1. Fly ball, center field. Rockford again, couple of steps to his right. He's been busy looking up to make the catch to end the inning in order. A quick fourth for Zoback, who has fought back after a tough start to this game. And we take a 1-0 Colonels lead to the top of the fifth when we come back on your home for Colonels baseball.
Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now, you can build that dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wishlist builder. Simply visit www.splashpools.fun to get started. Or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pools and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
On top, 1-0. We go to the top of the fifth at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Fifth frame for John Klein. He's looked great. Three consecutive 1-2-3 innings. He's retired. Now 11 straight River Bandits. Nivens, Werner, and Dickey. 6-7-8. Trying to change that. Lefty Nivens digs in. Ready Klein working from the windup. His first pitch. It's a fastball by him. Strike one. Klein lasted just an inning and two-thirds last time out in a no decision against South Bend. He's been on his game here tonight. 0-1. Misses in, and it's 1-1. Nivens flew out to right field back in the second. One of two flies to right in that frame. The 1-1 inside. Two balls and a strike. Nivens hitless in this series, 0-for-5. the former fifth-round pick from Missouri State. 2-1. Fly ball fouled back, 2-2. Player of the year in their conference, the Missouri Valley. Missouri State off to Conference USA. Conference change for MSU. The 2-2 in the dirt, good take. It's run full 3-2. Klein played his college ball at Iowa Central Community College. Coached by Colonels pitching coach Jonas Lovin. Those two together now with the Colonels. 3-2. Fly ball hit well left center field. Olivar racing back. He will pull up and make the catch by the warning track in left center field for the first out of the inning. Nivens again hit it well. Olivar with the catch in left center. And it's two up and two down for Nivens on the day. One man gone in the fifth for Trevor Werner. 1-0 Colonels, base is empty. Bottom, or top five. First pitch to Werner is a foul tip, caught by Baez, strike one. Werner, his sixth strikeout in seven at-bats to begin this series last time. 0-1 is a fastball taken high, and it's 1-1. You'd love to get this guy going if you're Quad Cities. He ended last year so hot with single-A Carolina. 1-1. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, 1-2. Hit 417 in September with the Fireflies. Was the Carolina League Player of the Month for September after a dominant end to last season. Under 150 to begin this year, and behind 1-2. The windup and a pitch. Fastball got him again at strike three. Blown by him at 94, strikeout number five for John Klein. And two are gone in the fifth. Klein is rolling, 56 pitches. He's got two outs in the fifth. Base is empty, two gone for Jared Dickey. Colonels on top, 1-0. Lefty Dickey in there. And the first pitch from Klein is a fastball down the chute, strike one. Dickey, a flyout victim to left field in the second. Had a double yesterday, the lone Quad Cities extra base hit. 0-1. Line foul straight back, 0-2. Infield plays Dickey to pull. Flag gently blows out to center field. Klein hunting his fourth consecutive 1-2-3 inning. Out of the wind is 0-2. He's in there. Strike three called. Got him. Bottom of the zone. Strike three. 14 in a row. Sat down for John Klein on strikeout number six. We go to the home half of the fifth inning. Halfway home. Colonels on top, 1-0 on your home for Colonels baseball.
Invisible Hearing Solutions for ultimate discretion. Miracle Ear is here to help, so you can find a personalized solution that fits your needs, lifestyle, and budget. Miracle Ear has over 70 years of expertise and over 1,500 stores nationwide. Make a sound decision. Call 1-800-MIRACLE now and book your free hearing evaluation.
Your local Miracle Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.
CashLink is revolutionizing the way you enjoy the game with our cutting-edge payment solutions. With local support and payment technology, concession sales are a breeze, allowing the staff to serve fans quickly and efficiently. So whether it's grabbing a hot dog and a cold beer or purchasing merchandise, CashLink ensures a smooth transaction every time. From networking install to maintenance and repair, the CashLink team are experts in POS payment solutions and ATM services. CashLink takes pride in servicing their community and supporting local businesses. Call CashLink today, the local solution for your business. For more information, visit cashlink.net.
Colonels on top, 1-0. We go last of the fifth in game one of this series, or I should say game three of the series between the Colonels and the River Bandits. 14 straight set down from John Klein. 1-0 Colonels, bottom five. Baez digs in. Righty Zoback back to work. His first pitch is a ground ball fouled away, third base side for strike one. 14 straight retired by John Klein, matching the longest stretch by any Colonels pitcher this year. 0-1 to Baez. Line drive caught. Third baseman in Werner drops down to a knee and takes extra bases away from Nate Baez. That would have rolled all the way to the corner. A line drive hit 102, but Werner a step and a drop to a knee to his right to make the catch to retire Baez for the first down of the inning. So one gone for Zoback. Here is the top of the order in the DH Luke Keyshaw. Righty on right, first pitch. Inside, ball one. Colonels one, Bandits nothing. One gone, bottom five. Keyshaw one for two, singled back in the first inning. 0-1. Misses in, 2-0. Zoback threw 30 pitches in the first inning. He's thrown 34 to get the next 10 outs. 2-0 to Keyshaw in there for a strike, 2-1. So 30 to get 3, and then 34 to get 10. Behind it, 2-1 on Keyshaw, and the pitch is a tapper foul. It draws even, 2-2. Sun continuing to set, now shade on the infield besides first base, where Brett Squires is basking in the sunshine. Shade in the outfield besides right, where Dickey has the shades on. The 2-2 to Keyshaw is a pop-up high in the air, right side of the infield. Squires looking into the sun, called off by Pineda, and the second baseman makes the catch. Shallow on the outfield grass to retire Keyshaw for the second out of the inning. So it's quickly two up and two down from Zoback, who continues to be efficient after a long first inning. Bases empty, two gone for Ricardo Olivar. Colonels one, Bandits nothing in the back half of the fifth inning. First pitch to Ollie is a ground ball foul off his ankle, and he immediately is in some pain. Olivar has been beat up. Was hit by a pitch last time on his left arm. This time drills a foul ball off his unprotected ankle on the inside of that left foot. No protective guards at all for Olivar. Just batting gloves, wrist tape, arm sleeve, and the bat. So shins and foot exposed, elbow exposed. A lot of the guys even wear hand protection, like Rubel Cespedes on deck. Ollie to catcher, though, so he's back in. 0-1 is a check swing roller on the ground to third. Easy play for Werner, up and across to first base. In time to retire Olivar in the side in order. Seven straight retired by Zoback. We go to the sixth inning. Colonels on top, 1-0 on your home for Colonels baseball.
There's nothing better than a game.
The Colonels are the 2023 Midwest League champions, and now you can train like the pros in the Colonels Annex. This brand new facility, built to MLB specifications, is now available for baseball and softball teams to rent. Bring your team and train like the Colonels do, using Minnesota Twins approved pitching machines, mounds, and other equipment. Contact Allie Mormon today to check availability and schedule your visit. You can also reserve the cages online at colonels.com. This is your chance to use the same batting cage facility as the Midwest League champion Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Whether you're rounding third base or walking in the front door, there's no place like home. Visit nationwide.com to learn more about protecting your family, business, and future. Nationwide is a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball.
a pitcher's duel has broken out at Vets. 1-0 Colonels, top six already on this Thursday evening at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Glad you're with us, Calvin Cristoforo with you. Colonels and Bandits playing for the third of six games in this series. And John Klein has been dominant. He sat down 14 straight. Quad Cities has just one hit, a Rockefeller single in the first inning. And the righty Klein back out there for his sixth inning of work. Dickerson, Pineda, Rockefeller, 9-1-2 for Quad Cities. Against the righty and Klein. Lined up in the first pitch. Is in there for a strike, 0-1. Nobody has reached since the Jensen walk in the first inning. 14 straight sat down from Klein. The righty's 0-1. Is in there for a strike. Anthony's 0-2. Also six strikeouts from John Klein. As this game has cruised into the sixth inning. Klein hunting strikeout number seven. The windup and the 0-2. Is a pop-up foul territory first base side. And it stays 0-2. Dickerson rolled out to first base back in the third inning. Or I should say he grounded to third base in the third. So he's 0-for-1. Now behind 0-2. The pitch is a flare pop-up onto the infield. Second baseman Salas calls off the first baseman Cavaco to make the catch in the infield dirt for the first out of the inning. Beat goes on, 15 straight retired from John Klein. And one is gone in the sixth inning. Andrew Morris threw 7 one-hit innings yesterday in the Colonels win. Klein has thrown 5 1/3 one-hit innings here today. Here is Jack Pineda, who scores to bunt, pulls back and watches one miss outside, ball one. Pineda 0-for-2, two strikeouts, trying to get something going. Squaring to bunt with one out in the sixth inning. 1-0, he doesn't square and misses, a swing and a miss. On a breaking ball by his back foot, it's even 1-1. Colonel scoring on a Jay Harry RBI single way back in the first inning. Zeros across the board since. The 1-1. On the ground, softly hit second base. Salas there, glove flip to first in plenty of time. And make it 16 straight retired from John Klein. Two gone in the sixth inning. And here is Rockefeller, the only man to get a hit off Morris yesterday. And the only man to get a hit off Klein today. Best outing by far from Klein of the season. Trying to keep it going. With two gone in the sixth frame. That's just 66 pitches. His first pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Straight retired from John Klein. Righty's 1-0. In there at the knees, two balls, no strikes. One and one, I should say the count and the pitch. Misses outside, two balls and a strike on Rockefeller. The 66th overall selection last season by the Royals out of Louisiana, the former Ragin' Cajun. 2-1. On the ground of first, Cavaco's there. He's got it. Tails Klein, he has the bag and does step on it before Rockefeller as it's 17 straight retired from John Klein. We have played 5.5 innings. Colonels 1, Bandits nothing. Bottom 6 we go on your home for Colonels baseball.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have several groups joining us for tonight's game. We'll recognize those groups on the ribbon board and right field throughout the inning.
Listen up, baseball. baseball fans, the Bally Live app is your home for everything minor league baseball. Download the app today and watch every single minor league baseball game absolutely free. You can chat, you can interact with other fans, play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you're going to get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The world of real estate is complex, but with the Cedar Rapids Area Association of Realtors, achieving your happily ever after has never been easier. When you work with a local realtor, you have an expert partner who knows the market, someone who handles complex negotiations, and who works to get you the most equity from selling your home and the best deal when buying. They'll work tirelessly to ensure your housing dreams come true. So whether you're buying or selling, don't go it alone. Work with a local realtor and achieve your happily ever after.
Last of the sixth inning, Colonels on top, 1-0. 17 straight retired from John Klein as Jacob Wazinski is out tossing now in the Colonels bullpen. Rubel Cespedes begins things in the sixth frame. 1-0 Colonels, bottom six. Cespedes is in. Steven Zoback back to work. His first pitch is taken in the dirt, ball one. 7 1-hit scoreless innings from Andrew Morris yesterday. 6 1-hit scoreless from Klein tonight. 1-0 in there at the knees, 1-1 on Cespedes. Klein's night may be done with Wazinski tossing in the pen. 1-1 is a fly ball hit well center field. Rockefeller drifting back with room in front of the warning track to make the one-handed catch for the first down of the inning. Meanwhile, quietly, Steven Zoback, in his own right, has retired now 8 straight Colonels, allowing just the one run on the Harry RBI single back in the first inning. So here is Jay for his third time. Lefty batter, first pitch, is a softly hit ground ball first base. Up with it, Squires, underhand toss to first in time to beat Harry by a half a step for the second out of the inning. Bang, bang at first. Harry retired for the first time today. And just like that, two are gone for Augustine Ruiz.
Right fielder number 15, Augustine Ruiz.
Ruiz 0-for-1. A walk back in the first inning to extend his on-base streak to 22 games. Lefty batter, first pitch. In the dirt, ball one. Lefty going in the Quad Cities bullpen, that is Ryan Ramsey, who was supposed to start this game, but flipped with Zoback. 1-0, he is high for a ball, 2-0. So Zoback gets the start, Ramsey first out of the bullpen. And Zoback's been awesome. 4 hits, 1 run through 5 2/3. Ruiz takes the 2-0 pitch on the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Out of the line, the 2-1 coming to Ruiz. The pitch is a fly ball hit high in the air. Medium depth center field. Rockefeller to his left looking up to make the catch to retire the side once again in order. 6-1 run innings for Steven Zoback. And we go to the seventh in a one-run game on your home for Colonels Baseball.
Colonels Baseball is brought to you by Future Systems. Hey, Mr. Shucks, do you have a lot on your hands?
Pitching changes this season are sponsored by Collins Community Credit Union. Collins Community Credit Union is proud to support Cedar Rapids and its surrounding communities since 1940. Visit collinscu.org to learn how you can join the community that has your back.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonels' authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonels item. Fame Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Hey, this is pitcher John Klein, and you're listening to the Colonels on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
John Klein, just great tonight. His evening is over. Colonels go to the bullpen. Klein retires 17 consecutive batters for Quad Cities. That is a season high. That is the most since at least 2022. Colonels last year, most consecutive outs was 15. Tonight, 17 sat down from Klein and counting as Jacob Wazinski enters into the Colonels' bullpen. The righty making appearance number 11 on the season. He's been good, just one tough outing. He is 0-1 with a 3.32 ERA. Batters hitting 197 off the 6'8" Jacob Wazinski, who needs a new glove. The two umpires come together and say his glove was too light. Colonels say, hey, he's been using that all season. Jonas Lovin confused. Ryan Dinkelman up to chat with Rafael Pineda. He's trying to explain the color of his glove is too bright. You can't see the baseball. But the Colonels manager said, hey, he's used this all season long. A black glove flies out of the Colonel's dugout, and Wazinski catches it. Already an ejection in this game. Hitting coach Ryan Powers ejected for Quad Cities, and now some confusion on the glove that Wazinski can use. So he's got a new glove, has to check it out as he walks back to the mound to start this seventh inning. One run game, top seven. Colonels on top, 1-0. Batter is the leadoff man, or it's Carter Jensen who swings and powers one deep to center. Gary back for the warning track. He has room to make the catch. And Jensen, after all that, is retired on just one pitch. Make it 18 straight retired from Colonels pitching.
First baseman, number 19, Brent Squire.
It's been 16 and a third scoreless innings for Quad Cities since they tied it in the top of the ninth on Tuesday. One is gone for Brett Squires. Lefty batter, first pitch. He scores to bunt, pulls back a pitch that's in there for strike one at the knees. Wazinski working from the stretch on the first base side. The 0-1 is in the dirt. And it's 1-1. John Klein, Andrew Morris, just great. Combining to throw 13 innings of two-hit baseball with just one walk. The 1-1. Backdoor breaking ball misses low. And it's 2-1. Ricardo Velez capped off the shutout yesterday. Wazinski trying to inch towards a shutout here tonight. The righty's 2-1. Tapper foul. It is 2-2. Squires 0-2 on the evening. Carson Rockeford again has the lone Bandits base hit. The 2-2 is a fly ball shallow left field. Olivar in and to his right looking up. He will camp under it and make the two-handed catch for the second out of the inning. 19 straight retired by Colonels pitching. And here is Cale Emshoff trying to break that stretch.
Number 21,
Cale Emshoff. With two gone in the seventh.
Number 21.
Righty batter 0-2. Righty Wazinski on the mound. His first pitch is a swing and a miss, strike one. That black glove on for Wazinski. Two up, two down in the seventh. 1-0 Colonels, top seven. The 0-1. On the ground foul, third base side, and it's 0-2. Ramsey still tossing in the Quad Cities bullpen. Looks like he will have the bottom of this inning. On 0-2 coming from Wazinski to Emshoff. The pitch. Breaking ball, got him. Swing and a miss, strike three. And Colonel's pitching continues to roll. Make it 20 straight retired. A 1-2-3 seventh from Wazinski. And we go to the home half of the seventh frame as we stretch it, Vets. Colonel's on top, 1-0 on your home for Colonel's baseball.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams, and especially the Malmo Oat Milkers. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Welcome to Limitless Health Chiropractic, where family wellness takes center stage. Our office is dedicated to creating a warm and inviting atmosphere, ensuring every member of your family feels comfortable and cared for. From gentle adjustments for the little ones to tailored wellness plans for adults, we're committed to promoting overall health and preventing future issues. Let us help your family grow into the limitless possibilities of life.
Colonel's pitching is bent tonight. Steven Zoback, awesome for Quad Cities. Six innings, allowing just one run on four hits. He gives way to the lefty Ryan Ramsey, who is on in relief for the Bandits. Southpaw Ramsey making his seventh appearance of the season, his sixth appearance out of the bullpen. He's been great too, 0-1 with a 2.25 ERA. 1-0 Colonel's bottom seven. Jose Salas is in. First pitch is a pop-up foul territory first base side. Squires over looking for room, and he does not have any. Into the third row of the seats, and it's strike one on Jose. Ramsey the lefty, a second-year Bandit, working from the third base side. Salas batting righty, and the 0-1 is a pop-up high in the air, shallow center. Second baseman Pineda still on the infield dirt. Now on the outfield grass, makes the two-handed catch. And Salas is retired for the first out of the inning. Combined between Klein and Wazinski, Colonel's pitching has retired 20 straight River Bandits. But now Quad Cities has retired 10 straight Colonels. No base runners since the single from Jay Harry back in the third for either team. First pitch to Cavaco, taken for a strike, 0-1. A fast-moving pitcher's duel in game three of this series. 0-1. On the ground, left side, shortstop Dickerson Field sets his feet, throws to first in time to beat Cavaco by a half a step, and two are gone in the Colonel's half of the seventh.
Center fielder number 23, Billy Joe.
Last night, game lasted an hour and 56 minutes, the quickest game for the Colonels this year. On pace to get there again tonight. Base is empty, two gone for Joe Gary, lefty on lefty. And the first pitch is taken outside, ball one. 1-0 Colonels on the first inning. RBI single from Jay Harry. Base is empty, two gone in the seventh. 1-0, taken for a strike outside corner. 1-1. Ramsey throwing strikes out of the bullpen. Lefty starts his motion, and the righty's 1-1. Is in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Gary 0-2, a pop out and a fly out. 2-1. Fastball gets the outside corner, and it's 2-2. Perhaps a generous call that time. Quad Cities, who feels like they've been gypped of a couple calls tonight, with their hitting coach ejected from this game. Not going to argue with that. Here is the 2-2 coming from Ramsey to Gary, the pitch. gets the outside corner. Strike three call. Jensen drops it, up with it, throws to first to beat Gary there to complete the strikeout. And a 1-2-3, seventh for Quad Cities. We roll along, make it 11 straight sat down by Bandits pitching. Or check that. How about 13 straight sat down by Bandits pitching? We go to the top of the eighth inning. 1-0 Colonels on your home for Colonels baseball.
Life has a way of throwing curveballs. Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, you may have questions about what comes next and if you're ready financially. You don't have to prepare alone. Jerry Ask Investment Services specializes in retirement income planning, so your wealth can work just as hard as you do. Call Jerry Ask Investment Services to schedule a complimentary consultation. We look forward to welcoming you to our winning team.
Need protection that bats 1,000? Add Nationwide to your starting lineup. Learn more about how Nationwide can protect your family, business, and future at nationwide.com. Nationwide is a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball.
One nothing, Colonels. Top eight at bats on this Thursday evening. You blink, you might have missed the first 7 innings of this game. We have not had a base runner for either team since the third inning. 20 straight retired by Colonels pitching. Quad Cities has retired 13 straight. Colonels batter, second frame for Jacob Wazinski, back with that black glove on the mound. Bottom third, Werner, or check that, 6-7-8, Nibbins, Werner, Dickey against the righty Jacob Wazinski, out there for his second inning of work. Righty from the stretch, his first pitch is a fly ball hit well left field. Olivar back, couple of steps, looking up to make the catch and make it 21 straight retired by Colonels pitching.
Third baseman, number 22, Trevor Werner.
21 in a row, way back since the first inning. And here is Trevor Werner, 0-for-2-2 strikeouts, trying to break that stretch and break the slump. He is in. Lights barely on, top eight. First pitch is outside, ball one.
Attention fans, tonight's winning 50-50 raffle number is on the ribbon board in right field.
One of the games where you look for a second one right after, it's moving so fast. 1-0. That one's low, and it's called a ball, 2-0. Generous call given to Werner, who's in the driver's seat, 2 balls, no strikes. The pitch, way outside, 3-0. So Werner trying to break the stretch of 21 straight retired by Colonels pitching. In the driver's seat, 3 balls, no strikes. The pitch is outside, ball four, and all good things come to an end. A combined 33 straight batters sat down. Ends. And we have a base runner for the first time since the third. A one-out walk by Werner. He is on for Jared Dickey. And he represents the tying run. Check on the runner. He is back in safely, bang, bang, at first base. Werner can run like many of his teammates, 5-for-5, stealing on the season. Game's tying run for Jared Dickey with one gone, top eight. The pitch at the knees, called strike one. Colonels on top, 1-0 on the Jay Harry RBI single way back in the first inning. Infield plays Dickey to pull. Lefty batter, the 0-1. Swing and a miss, good changeup, and it's 0-2. Pause and the 0-2. Line drive, right center field. Ruiz coming on. He can't get there. One bounce, he plays it. First hit for Quad City since the first inning. And quietly, here come the Bandits. Tying run aboard. go-ahead run aboard in a 1-0 game. Top eight. Jonas Lovin out to chat with the infield. As Quad Cities quietly in the shadows all day long after 21 straight were retired by Colonels pitching. Very much in the spotlight right now with two on and one out for Dustin Dickerson. A chance for Quad Cities to come back late and steal one. Trailing by a run all day right now in the top half of the eighth inning. Dickerson's 0 for 2, ground ball to third, pop up to second. With the top of the order and Jack Pineda looming on deck. 6'8", Jacob Buzinski on the mound. First and second, one gone. Top eight, first pitch. In the dirt, great backhand pick by Baez behind home plate. So keep the runners on the bases where they are, second and first base. And the count to go to 1-0 on Dustin Dickerson. The set at the belt for Wazinski is 1-0. Is a flare popped up first base side that will find the seats. And a nice catch down there. How about the play? Family at the ballpark. A nice catch by an Army man down there. A couple of new Army members sworn in pregame. 1-1. Misses outside. Two balls and a strike and a catch over there over the first base dugout. Celebrating those coming to the service. On a foul ball. 2-1 the count on Dustin Dickerson. First and second, one gone, one run game, top eight, the pitch. Line drive, rocketed foul straight back. And it's even at 2-2. Nobody warming in the Colonel's bullpen. Not sure Wazinski is set for three innings tonight. But trying to get through this eighth. 2-1, one out. The 2-2 runners go. Pitches a swing and a miss. Strike three. Throw to third. Not in time. Got the strikeout, but a double steal. Warner swipes third. Dickey steals second. And two are in scoring position for Jack Pineda. Sixth stolen base of the year for both Warner and Dickey. And how about this? Jack Pineda, the hottest River Bandit right now, with a base hit, can put Quad Cities on top. First pitch, inside nearly hit him, and he missed him, ball one. Pineda 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a ground out. Hitting 250, or I should say 450 in his last five games entering play tonight. With eight RBI, 1-0. Gets the inside corner, 1-1. The 1-1. On the ground, first base. Cavaco has it. Touches first base himself. Beats Pineda there. And it's a scoreless eighth frame for Jacob Wazinski. He works around the walk and the single. And we go to the home half of the eighth inning. Colonels on top, 1-0. On your home for Colonels baseball. When was the last time your printers were upgraded?
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really, chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Insurance isn't our only passion at UFG Insurance. We're dedicated to supporting the communities where we live and work. We proudly offer our employees paid time off to volunteer. Their work is making a positive difference across the U.S. UFG's Go Beyond Award is presented to one employee annually for exceptional community service. Striving to deliver on our promises is more than what we do. It's who we are. For a company promising community support, think UFG.
Top half of this eighth inning, and with nobody warming in the Colonel's bullpen, looks like he will have the top of the ninth. Colonel's trying for some insurance against Ryan Ramsey and the Aquatic City's River Bandits. 1-0 Colonel's bottom eight. 13 straight sat down by Quad City's pitching. Baez in to begin this eighth frame. 1-0 Colonel's bottom eight. Baez in, Ramsey the lefty. His first pitch is a foul straight back, strike one. Colonels have not reached since the Jay Harry single in the bottom of the third. Colonels have four hits. Harry has two of them. Three of those hits came in the first inning. 0-1 to Baez. This is up and in. It is 1-1. Baez 0-2. An E5 and an L5. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Big time cut. And he's behind 1-2. The windup and the 1-2. A line drive foul, third base side, down by the Quad Cities bullpen. And it stays 1-2 on Baez. 1-0 game. Last of the eighth inning. Ramsey's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three on a nasty changeup. Make it 14 straight. Set down by Quad City's pitching. And back-to-back strikeouts from Ramsey to end the seventh and begin the eighth. So one is gone for Luke Keyshaw. 1-for-3. He singled way back in the first inning. Open stance right side. First pitch from Ramsey. He is upstairs. Ball one. Colonels, one run, four hits. Quad Cities, no runs, two hits. Wazinski back ready for the ninth. The 1-0 home. It's three quarters swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Right now in a one-run game. Be 1-1. Gets the inside corner. It is a ball and two strikes on Keyshaw. Ramsey working from the third base side is 1-2. Line drive, base hit left field. That is down. Dunking in front of Nivens. Keyshaw, big turn going for two. And he is there standing up with his ninth double of the season. That breaks the stretch of 14 straight. Colonel sat down. An opportunity for Ricardo Olivar to double the Colonel's lead. Colonel's on top, 1-0, bottom eight for Ollie, who is 1-for-2, a double and a run scored. He's also been hit by a pitch. Check on Keyshaw. He is again picked off. Second time tonight he's been picked off. This time from second. Lefty Ramsey spins and tosses, and Keyshaw again is picked off, this time second. That, in this situation, cannot happen. One-run game, in scoring position, one out, and Keyshaw's picked off. First pitch to Olivar, in there for a strike, 0-1. Give Ramsey credit. Not sure where he's going, though. Alrighty, in scoring position. 0-1 to Ollie. Inside, 1-1. Keyshaw picked off a first base in the first inning, right before Olivar doubled. Not picked off a second in the eighth. And the pitch to Ollie's rocketed foul, first base side. It is 1-2. So two gone in the frame. And the 1-2 pitch in the dirt. It goes 2-2. Still sunshine at the ballpark. Sun has set a bit, but if there were no lights, we'd still be playing. The 2-2 is high, ball 3-2. He winds up and a full count pitch from Ramsey. Is a pop-up, shallow right field, long run for Dickey. He gets there. Overhead catch in fair territory. Towards foul ground, and in again is a scoreless inning for Ryan Ramsey. Faces the minimum as we go to the ninth. It's a 1-0 game on your home for Colonels baseball.
Baseball fans, the Bally Live app is your home for everything minor league baseball. Download the app today and watch every single minor league baseball game absolutely free. You can chat, you can interact with other fans, play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you're going to get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The world of real estate is complex, but with the Cedar Rapids Area Association of Realtors, achieving your happily ever after has never been easier. When you work with a local realtor, you have an expert partner who knows the market, someone who handles complex negotiations, and who works to get you the most equity from selling your home and the best deal when buying. They'll work tirelessly to ensure your housing dreams come true. So whether you're buying or selling, don't go it alone. Work with a local realtor and achieve your happily ever after.
Hey, this is infielder Luke Kieschel, and you're listening to the Colonels on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Another quick mover here tonight. Jacob Wazinski trying to finish out this game. And less than an hour and 55 minutes right now can do it. And about an hour 50, he gets through this ninth frame quickly. Colonels on top, 1-0, top nine. Wazinski will face Rockefeller Jensen Squires. 2-3-4 all lefties in this lineup for Quad Cities. Lefty batter Rockefeller digs in, first pitch taken inside, ball one. John Klein, six scoreless, one hit innings. Back-to-back scoreless frames for Jacob Wazinski. His one at Rockefeller gets the inside corner, called strike one, 1-1.
And we're still looking for our 50-50 raffle winner.
Wazinski going for a 9-out save. Trying to cap off the Colonels' third straight win in this series. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Rockefeller chased it. It's 1-2. Rockefeller got a base hit back in the first inning. The lone hit off John Klein. Colonels at one point retired 20 straight River Bandits. 1-2 misses in, and it's two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 from Wazinski fouled off towards the Colonel's dugout, and it stays 2-2. A stretch in this game where 34 straight batters were retired between the two teams. No base runners from the bottom of the third to the top of the eighth. Wazinski's 2-2 on the ground, fouled again first base side, and it stays 2-2. Jordan Carr warming down in that Colonel's bullpen. Lefty just in case, with a bunch of lefties in this lineup. Wazinski's 2-2. On the ground, foul again, first base side. And we will do it again, 2-2. Infield plays the lefty batter to pull. Colonels on top, 1-0 in the front half of the eighth inning. Or the ninth, I should say, 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him swinging. Another strikeout for Wazinski, his third of the outing, and one is gone in the ninth. This game's moving so fast, you think it's till the eighth, but it's not. This is it. Quad City's down to their final two outs as Carter Jensen digs in. Lefty lefty batter Jensen. Ready with Zinski. First pitch. In there for a strike. 0-1. Infield plays the lefty to pull. And the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 0-2. Jensen 0-2 on the evening. He took ball 4 back in the first inning. And has grounded to second and flown to center since. 1-0 Colonels, top 9. The set in the 0-2 coming from Wazinski. It's a line drive fouled straight back. It stays 0-2. Harry behind the second base bag at shortstop. Salas in the hole at second base. The 0-2 is a line drive fouled away right field side. And it stays 0-2 on Jensen. Wazinski looking for his fourth strikeout out of the bullpen. Is 0-2. It's foul tipped. Jensen just got a piece. And it stays 0-2. Next pitch for Wazinski will be his 39th. With the bases empty. And one gone, top 9. The 0-2. Outside for a ball. It's 1-2. Bullpen active for Quad Cities as well. Lefty tossing for them. The 1-2 from Wazinski is a golfing swing. Line drive, base hit right field, and it rolls up against the wall. Jensen going for two. He is there standing up. And Quad Cities has a heartbeat. A one-out double by Jensen. His first hit of the series, and he is on. With one out for Squires.
First baseman, number 19, Brent Squires. Number 19.
Wazinski will stay out there to face Squires with the game's tying run now in scoring position. Squires on the evening, 0-3. A couple of fly balls to center, one to left. Lefty batter against the righty Wazinski. And the first pitch. Fouled back, strike one. No balls and a strike. The 0-1. On the ground, foul, first base side, 0-2. Good job by Juan Mercedes down there, fielding his position of guarding the Colonel's bullpen. Strike two on Squires. Righty batter Emshoff is on deck. Colonels 1, Bandits nothing. Top 9. Man on second, one out. Squires trying to tie this game. They look back to second, the 0-2. Low and inside. Ball 1 on Squires, the first baseman. He's just 1-for-12 in this set. A chance to cash in right here. Still behind 1-2. And the pitch. Outside 2-2. Colonels have won the first two games in this series. They have won 7 straight home games. Trying to make it 8th here in the 9th. Jordan Carr is ready in the bullpen as Wazinski sets for his 2-2. Here it is. Inside ball 3, and the count is run full. 0-2 to 3-2. Full count on Squires. Tying run on second. One gone, top 9. Infield plays him to pull. Outfield straight up. The 3-2 from Wazinski. Swing and a miss. He got him strike 3 on a pitch down. It was ball 4. Squires chased it, and 2 are gone in the 9th. So it's up to Kale Emshoff, who will be most likely Wazinski's last batter. Trying to end the game against Emshoff right here. Righty on right, lead off a second. For Jensen, the first pitch is fouled off right side for strike 1. 0-1. Two gone, top nine. Colonels on top, 1-0. Trying to hold on to a one-run victory. 0-1. Low, and it's even at 1-1. A shutout win yesterday, 3-0. Trying to make it 19 consecutive scoreless innings. The 1-1 to Emshoff. In the dirt, a check swing, he held back. It's 2-1. Jordan Carr is ready for Spencer Nivens, who awaits on deck, a lefty batter. Wazinski about to throw his 50th pitch. Trying to make it through this ninth frame. It's 2-1. In there for a strike, 2-2. Quad City's down to their final strike tonight. Tying run on second. Two gone, top nine. 1-0 Colonels. Wazinski sets. A look to second. Is 2-2. In the dirt. Another great stop by Baez behind home plate on a backhand pick. And the count is full. Second straight full count. Wazinski looking for the 9-out save. His payoff pitch coming to Emshoff. Here it is. On the end of the bat, grounded to first base. Kivako fields underhand. Flip Wazinski there. Extends that long right leg to touch first base and end the ball game. Colonels score in the first inning and never look back. Their second straight shutout victory, and they top Quad Cities 1-0. Klein and Wazinski combine to win the game, and the Colonels have now won 8 straight home games. Colonels win a final of 1-0. We wrap it up when we come back on your home for Colonels baseball.
Pitching changes this season are sponsored by Collins Community Credit Union. Collins Community Credit Union is proud to support Cedar Rapids and its surrounding communities since 1940. Visit collinscu.org to learn how you can join the community that has your back.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonels' authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonels item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Hey, this is pitcher John Klein, and you're listening to the Colonels on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
In a second consecutive game that goes less than 2 hours, Colonels top Quad Cities 1-0. Cedar Rapids gets the win 1-0. Another dominant pitching performance, now 20 straight, or 19 straight, scoreless innings by Colonels pitching. John Klein got the start. He didn't top Andrew Morris from yesterday, but he came pretty darn close. He went 6, 1 hit, 1 walk, 6 strikeout, scoreless innings to make it a win for Klein, his third of the year. Behind Tim, Jacob Wazinski. 3 shutout frames, just 2 hits, 4 strikeouts, 1 walk allowed. A 9-out save for Wazinski, his third save of the season. Meanwhile, for Quad Cities, they're pitching just as good. It started with Steven Zoback, who is the tough luck loser here tonight. Zoback goes 6 great innings. 1 run, 4 hits, 1 strikeout, 1 walk. Zoback awesome in the outing tonight. But he picks up the loss, his second of the season, a tough luck loss for him. Ryan Ramsey great behind him. Ramsey, 2 scoreless innings, 2 strikeouts, 1 hit, no walks. A no decision for Ramsey, who was good in relief of Zoback. Colonels offense scored their lone run in the bottom of the first inning. It was a Ricardo Olivar double with one out. And then after a Rubel Cespedes strikeout, Jay Harry produced an RBI single, and that is the scoring summary. Tonight, Colonels win 1 run, 5 hits, no errors. Quad Cities, no hits, 3 runs, 1 error, as their offense continues to be stuck in mud in this series. Colonels take advantage, and they win 1-0 this evening. Colonels pick up the victory, their third consecutive in this series. They have now won, make it 8 consecutive home games as the Colonels pick up the victory, a final of 1-0. We take a peek around the Midwest League. We look at the scores around the league. And good news in Wisconsin. Lead right now for Beloit. They're on top, 6-0 over Wisconsin. Bottom 8 at Neuroscience Group Field. Colonels chasing the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers right now. Those Rattlers down 6-0 in the last of the 8. Other games in action, Dayton, Oliver, Great Lakes 11-6. Lansing on top of Lake County 5-4, bottom 8. And we mentioned the game in Wisconsin, the lead for the Timber Rattlers, or I should say the lead for Beloit over the Timber Rattlers. Beloit up 6-0 over Wisconsin. Finals elsewhere, 2-0 West Michigan tops Peoria, and Fort Wayne takes down South Bend 5-1. A look around the rest of the Twins affiliates. Another home run from Emmanuel Rodriguez tonight, but right now Tulsa on top of Wichita 6-4. That game in the top of the 6th inning. Bottom 7 in St. Paul. The Saints on top of the Omaha Storm Chasers. Right now, St. Paul leading 7-3. And a final in Lakeland. The Flying Tigers top the Mighty Muscles for the second straight night. The win for Lakeland 3-2 over Fort Myers. Tough day for the big club once again. The Twins swept in their series against the New York Yankees. Yankees scored 3 times in the first inning and never looked back. A win for New York, 5-0 over Minnesota this evening. As for us, a 1-0 game again in 1 hour and 56 minutes here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Win goes to John Klein. The save goes to Jacob Wozinski. And the Colonels improve to 21-14 on the season. Quad Cities has now dropped 5 straight. They sit at 19-17. Tomorrow, game 5 of this series paces C.J. Culpepper on the mound for the Colonels. Culpepper will face off against Frank Mazzucato. That game at 6:35. The Colonels and Quad Cities River Bandits playing game 4 of the series tomorrow at 6:35. I'll be gone tomorrow. Josh will take over and take you through the final 3 games of this series. I'm on the road for a wedding coming up this weekend, so John will take over starting tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. I will meet the team back in Peoria as the Colonels get set for a 6-game series in Peoria against the Chiefs next week. As for tonight, Colonels win 1-0. We will catch you tomorrow evening. Broadcast, Josh will take over. I will see you on Tuesday in Peoria. But as for tonight, Colonels win a final 1-0, 1 hour and 56 minutes, 1,774 watched it tonight at the ballpark. That'll do it for us and our Metro Studio crew here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. I'm Calvin Cristoforo. Colonels win, shut out by John Klein and Jacob Wozinski, a final of 1-0.